This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, these quarterbacks are judged by those moments, right? By 2 minute, by third downs, by red zone. And ultimately, does your team win? Do you elevate the team and the players around you to lead? And that's what he's done. He has complete ownership of the offense right now. He's making audibles, checks, cans, alerts. He's doing everything that you want a franchise quarterback to do, and he's doing it at a high level right now.
Liam Cohen, age 40, from Rhode Island.
Played college football at UMass.
Was a quarterback at UMass. That's right. Very good. Have you brought yourself to hate him yet? We're going to need – this is the playoffs.
Do
you hate Liam Cohen?
I'll get there. There was
the press conference.
Duval. He did something weird, and I thought, like, oh God, just give me Adam Gase vibes without the crazy eyes. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it that way. Then I started to listen to what he actually was saying instead of maybe how he was saying it.
Oh, see?
And I know, weird. And I thought, this guy might be good.
I have been trying.
He might have it.
At home to get that point across for a decade. Actually listen to what I'm saying, not how I sound.
Yeah.
Even in here.
Yeah.
I get in trouble. No. I just have a talent.
I think I consistently sound madder than I really am. I just do. And it's a problem. It was a problem raising kids. It can be a problem talking to my wife. I'm really not mad. I just sound like a jerk.
It's annoying and exhausting to have to explain that all the time.
Would be way harder to try to change though.
Oh yeah, no, it's too late. 60.
Come on, cut it out.
You are who you are.
You guys adapt.
Here is Paul next. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good day. Maybe you should change your name to Mad Dog instead.
That was taken in radio circles. Yeah.
Okay. What I really called about is, you know, I don't really have an opinion on this either way. I'm not asking for the coach to be fired if we lose, but I had heard Nick Costas down the dial from you guys this morning talking about it, and he was kind of adamant that the Bills should seriously fire Sean McDermott if they lose this game. And he went on saying how all Josh Allen's villains are basically out of the playoffs right now, and if he can't overcome this, that somebody should pay, and it's not going to be Josh Allen because the Bills will never get rid of them.
Of course.
So he pointed the finger basically at the head coach, and I just want to get your guys' opinion. Now, I want us to win. I want to win it all, but if the latter happened, do you guys think that should happen or be fair? I mean, it is a long tenure that he's had. He's had how many AFC championships? And I think I heard a statistic out there that with all the AFC championships that he has, no one has ever had as many without going to a Super Bowl.
You mean AFC East. Yeah, AFC East.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, the AFC East championships. Yes.
Right.
I got to put that in there.
No team has ever won a division 5 years in a row and not made the Super Bowl, I believe it is, in that span.
Yes.
And Nick,
I just wanted to hear your guys' opinion on that and see, well, if it did happen, what would we talk about Monday on the show? Would you guys say, well, maybe we should switch coaches, or would you say we need to stick with this guy and ride it out still for the next however many years we have Josh Allen?
So, well,
have a good afternoon, and I'll listen to your guys' comments off the air. Thank you.
Thank you. Nick has said that to us going back a couple of years maybe now, that he just doesn't – his flag is planted that the Bills will never win.
Coach and quarterback together McDermott. For five seasons, or no coach and quarterback that have been together that long and haven't won yet end up winning.
Same with Baltimore.
Right. A change ends up happening before they that combination. It's shelf life. It's impatient, usually. And, like, I don't know. I haven't gone through and analyzed, like, how the case for each of the people that got fired was, like, how justified it was.
Today?
In history, right?
Oh, okay.
Like he's talking how no one's, you know, did this team, like, you know, get there, have a great year, and then have a bad year, and the coach got fired? Because it's not a bad year in here, unless a bad year is losing to Jacksonville, which is going to be short of what expectations were. There's no doubt. So I don't know. I'm going to need to see it first, but I kind of doubt that I'll get to a place where I'm thinking he should be fired.
Yeah, Andy Reid is a famous example of a guy who won a lot for a long time in Philadelphia, but that they never made they did make the Super Bowl once with him, but they lost that game to New England and shelf life. They did, though, have a 4-12 season in his last year.
Right.
And this is 12-5.
Again.
Oh, so gross.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, speaking of planting flags, I have planted mine going back into the summer, which was, I just think, I'll be ready to do it if they lose another playoff game because they can't get stops. And that's a common thread with all their losses in the playoffs, is they have just been, you know, messed with by the opposing quarterback. And I think the premise with McDermott is not just what he's established, you know, off the field and culture and that sort of thing, but that I'm supposed to have an edge on defense. And in these Kansas City games, it's the other guy. It's Spagnuolo, or it's Lou Anarumo against the Bengals, who kind of, at least in the key moments a couple of times, got to me. And what I said was, if that happens again, I'm going to have to be open to this. But it's a week away, and I'm not feeling that right now. Like I never, again this year, has anybody heard a word about, well, they better win this year or else? Like, there's just no air of that.
Well, yeah, there's two different conversations. Right, the caller's asking us, would you get behind that he should be fired if they lose this game? I'm probably going to be a no, but that's why I said I want to see it. Like, is there some incredible, you know, is there 13 seconds again? Like, is like that's where this all starts. I think if that had never happened, I don't know, we'd probably be itchy anyway. But it is such a glaring, it's just such a bad job in that moment that cost them such a great opportunity with, you know, a quarterback and an offense that was just humming. So it sticks, and we pointed it out right away at the time, and it's been true. It is gonna stick. But that said, you know, I think barring something like that, I'm not gonna get there. I'll sooner start looking at, the front office and Brandon Bean before I would get to McDermott, based on this season myself. But that's like, would you get behind it? Do I think they're going to do anything? No, absolutely not. We may scream for it. You might get exactly what you need to feel like you can, with a clear conscience, say they got to move on from this guy. That doesn't mean they're gonna, like, I don't think there's any chance they're making a coaching change. The Bills.
Reed did, by the way, just go 6-11. He's been there 13 years.
Time to move on.
Maybe it's time to move on. Is there going to be one more? Is there going to be a big one? John Harbaugh, Andy Reid, Sean McDermott. Who else? Like, who are we waiting on at this point? Nothing surprising has happened. Arizona, they were 3-14, Arizona.
Right.
I mean, who's Jonathan Gannon, right? Like, that easily could have happened and did. Atlanta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tied for first in their division, but they dumped their people.
They were eliminated on December 7th but still ended up tied for the division.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And by the way, that elimination game, I think, was a Jet game where they were leading, like 2 minute warning, they had the lead, and they lost that game to the Jets.
At the Jets.
Yeah. Incredible. They could have won the division yesterday with that or, you know, on the weekend. Anyway,
I had a Carolina ticket. Yeah. 10-1.
Is there anything? No, like the Bengals have said no, right? They're staying pat. I think Harbaugh is the one. I just want to buzz the NFC quickly to see if there's anybody there that could be like sneaky.
Campbell.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Right, no. There was, I don't know, the Packers are in, but I don't know, LaFleur maybe. But I don't think.
I'd be shocked.
I think Harbaugh's the one that, you know.
Todd Bowles. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
They won four in a row before this year, tied.
Yeah.
At 8-9, though. What are we talking about Monday if they lose this? This is what we're talking about on Monday if they lose.
Yeah. Thanks. Whether we think it should happen or not, or we think the Bills are going to make it happen or not, that conversation is going to be endless if they lose this game.
And probably insufferable.
Yes.
Thanks, Paul. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Sal Capaccio at 5. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.